Good morning, everyone. I'm Wes Odom. I work at U.S. Central Command. It occurred to me, everybody may not know what U.S. Central Command is. So in the, Mark mentioned he works at Space Command. So in the U.S., we have functional commands that are responsible for certain functions, and we have geographic commands that do certain parts of the globe. So U.S. Central Command is responsible for the Middle East, Central and South Asia. So we were here to talk to you about a strategic communications war game that we did. So this war game was the third in a series of what is now four war games that we're doing. We have another war game next week with this group, with a multinational planning group of 12 countries that includes some of our NATO partners and some of our partners in the region. This is the agenda I'll cover. All right, so again, the background. This was the third war game that we did in a series, and we have another one next week that we're executing. The first war game that we did in this series was what I refer to as a course of action development war game, helping the planners and the planning group develop their course of action using war gaming techniques. Then we did a war game focused on combat operations and executing the plan. And as part of that, in our war games, we tend to cover a lot of different warfighting functions, some better than others. And when you're focused on combat operations, sometimes strategic communications get neglected to some degree. So we were asked to put together a war game to look at strategic communications. On the earlier slides, so let me talk about our organization. So I work for the J8 at CENTCOM, which is responsible. Most people think about the J8 being responsible for budgeting, resource management. But in the joint structure of the U.S. military, analysis and wargaming tend to fall into the J8. They could be in the J5, they could be in the J3. In our case, at CENTCOM, they're in the J8. We have an analysis and plans division that includes one of the branches is wargaming and joint warfighting concepts. One is modeling and simulation, one is data analytics, and one is we have a human dynamics analysis team which does modeling and simulation for human decision making. So we leveraged all of those capabilities in this war game, and I'll talk about how we did that a little bit. Since we had a multinational planning group, we used NATO doctrine, which is not identical to U.S. doctrine, but it is very similar to U.S. doctrine. So in strategic communications, these were the public diplomacy, public affairs, information operations, and psychological operations are the categories that we were focused on. All right, so what we wanted to do, so we, most of our war games at CENTCOM are focused on helping decision makers through analysis by providing them with some analysis, preferably objective analysis that helps inform their decision making for our commander at the four-star level and his advice to the Secretary of War and to the President. So we were looking again at the plan, evaluating the plan for suitability, feasibility, and acceptability, focused on the strategic communications portion of that planning effort. And we wanted to avoid a bog sat of a bunch of folks sitting around talking and not really producing anything. We struggled initially with how are we going to do this, and you know, what are the best techniques that we can use to do this. So what we determined, we would have a structured argumentation using sort of a matrix style game with a few add-ons to that, but essentially using a debate techniques between the different between the blue four and the op four or red four, and then trying to provide some feedback to the players about how effective their actions were likely to be if we had to execute those. Okay, to get into the meat of the gameplay, in the planning, planners had developed, we had military objectives that we were trying to achieve. our communications, strategic communications, had developed their strategic communications objectives. They had identified themes, and they had done some analysis of the various audiences, the actors, the stakeholders, and the publics. And this is all in accordance with NATO doctrine. And then what activities they were focused on. So in the game, the players had to select which one of the objectives they were trying to achieve, choose the themes they were going to support, and then which audiences they were going to target, and then how they were going to execute that in there, using some of their capabilities and how they were going to deliver those. So that was all, again, kind of refining the plan during execution in the game. Okay, so during the game, the players, the Op 4 and the Blue 4, argued their case, essentially, and they were asked to create an argument, provide evidence, and then identify what risks and the timing. How long would this activity go on? How long would it take to achieve the effects that they were trying to achieve? And other questions. We asked the players to do a self-assessment of what is the probability that you're going to be successful on there. From the adversary perspective, the adversary then, in this debate that was being conducted, they had an opportunity to do cross-examination to get clarity of what their opponent was arguing, right? So they had a cross-examination period. They also had an opportunity to provide a rebuttal and say why they think that will not work, and they were asked to provide evidence to do that. And then they provided their assessment, so we had a, you know, side one, side two assessment of what that probability of success was. Then we had a judge panel, a panel of three judges, subject matter experts in strategic communications, military operations. They looked at those arguments and they determined overall what was the probability of success. Because one of the things we wanted to do is kind of inject some probability into this process. And so based off that assessment, they rolled die to determine where they fell on that particular activity that they were trying to conduct. And then that fed into a model that our human dynamics analysis team built for us. So they built a bespoke model to help adjudicate this process, which I think was one of the things that the players found very useful and provided good feedback to the players. And this is the sequence. So each turn took about 3 hours for us to execute a turn. We executed this in Portsmouth, I believe. It's all coming back to me. In Portsmouth, I believe, and took about 3 hours. So this was the sequence of the activities, and then this within the action round, so where you see there was an Op 4 action round or a Blue 4 action round, that's the sequence of activities within there. It was a pretty fast-paced game, even though it seemed like it, you know, seems like a lot of time, but for the players to go through their actions and processes and to do everything, was a pretty fast-paced game. And so how did this feed then into that? So there was the first set of actions. There was an initial adjudication that then fed into our model that we developed. And then the second set fed into the model, right? So there was a positions collection sheet, the actions, and then all that is feeding into our model, which I think most people find kind of interesting, or the players found pretty interesting. So let me just a brief explanation of the model. So we have, at CENTCOM, we use a tool called Centurion Alpha, which is a model that looks at human decision-making and influence within a network. So within the network, you have the different actors, stakeholders, and the publics. But think of those, just lumping all of those as actors as an example. So each actor has an initial position on an issue that's being considered. So what is their initial position? They also then, how important is that issue to the actor, or what's called saliency? So how important is that to that particular actor? And then what is their degree of influence with the other actors inside the network? So as an example, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces and a military organization, they're judged to have 100% influence over that. So if the military commander issues a order or issues direction, then they have 100%. Between other organizations, some actor may have, in this case, 10% relative influence compared to others, or 45%, et cetera, right? So that's how that influence model is working. So at the end of each turn, there was some influence that some actor or stakeholder or public was able to exert that then has a ripple effect throughout the model. Okay, so at each turn, there was an initial position of where folks were at. And ultimately, what we're trying to achieve, at least what we're trying to achieve at CENTCOM with our influence operations or with strategic communications, is to elicit some behavior from an actor, stakeholder, or public. And so ultimately, the judgment is on we're trying to get a behavior out of the actors. So you had the initial positions, and what you see here is after the adjudication and it's fed through the model, you see that there's influence propagating throughout the network. The color of the lines shows what influence, whether it was blue or red or both going in there. And then what you see around on the outskirts of the model where the actor was is whether they shifted closer to red's desired behavior or shifted closer to blue's desired behavior. And you can see that by the outer ring of the particular actor, stakeholder, or public. And that's kind of hard to figure out on the move. So we created this to kind of show where the actors, publics, or stakeholders were. This is their initial position, and then whether they shifted towards blue's desired behavior or towards red's desired behavior. So what did we think we got? So first of all, a lot of positive feedback from the players on their ability to visualize how their plan and course of action and activities might play out in a contingency. And we're able to take some subjective inputs and try and manipulate them objectively to show people how that would propagate through the system. So overall, pretty successful war game. And I will be available for the question period. I will introduce Dave Rao, who's my colleague from CENTCOM, both of us from CENTCOM. If you have any questions about CENTCOM, we'll be available this week to have discussions. Thank you. You'll be glad to say I'm not-